This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with transactional, is that a good word? Do you like that word? Transactional events, things that are going on that affect all of us to one degree. Most people have been curious about those Marines whose helicopter crashed off the coast of Australia over this past weekend. Some kind of a mishap. I'm not really sure what happened. There were 25 or 26, I think, on the aircraft, which was an Osprey. It's being investigated, but the point is that 23 survived and 3 did not. And so that's a... I think what comes of that, other than the sadness about the individuals who are involved, is us realizing how much military activity there is in the world that we're involved in. There are very few places in the world where we don't have bases and we don't have men and women who are on duty and they're constantly practicing maneuvers or they're out on search and rescue operations themselves as part of a worldwide force. And I don't think that we pay much attention to it. We all wonder where the $700 billion a year goes for the military in the budget. But then you think about where we are. We've extended like tentacles, you know, like Medusa or an octopus. Our tentacles are everywhere. And you wonder, why can't this? What are we doing over there with the Australians? Don't they have an army? They have a Marine Corps, or certainly an Air Force. So why are we there? And why are our men and women in harm's way under the circumstances? Anybody want to take a guess at that? Take a gander?
I would just think geographically, wouldn't we need to have some sort of a position there that would help us sort of be in the middle of maybe Japan or something like heading towards that way, right?
Well, I don't know. I just think that we're so involved in so many different places around the world. Well, I don't know that we all would accept the reason that we might be given for it. It just seems that we have so much military might, and that serves us, hopefully, in the right way. But you look at this nutbird, this crazy man in North Korea, and all of his, whatever it is that he's trying to prove, nobody seems to know what that is, even the Chinese. They're urging North Korean dialogue. Never mind the United States, the United Nations put sanctions on this guy. Where the hell is the money coming from for him to develop all these missiles?
His economy is tied to China and to Iran. And that's the thing, is that China, and we all remember the news reports about how the Chinese President Xi was sitting at dinner with President Trump while he was bombing Syria, and it seemed like China somehow had this better relationship with the United States. But once again, they told us something, yet the economy of North Korea was up 43% because of China's backing over the first quarter. So clearly, they really haven't made the changes that they promised.
How can it be in China's best interest, long-term or even short-term, for there to be some sort of... There's no altercation that ends well for North Korea, no matter what. So this madman, but that's the definition of the types of people who lead countries and bring them to the brink of war, or there is some kind of war. What is to be gained for this guy? He will be destroyed. He's got to know that.
I don't know. I mean, he's. I don't think he does. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's believing his own hype. I mean, when you look at the kind of stuff that he does ceremonially, you know, water parks that aren't even open to the public that they spent millions building just for him to go down a slide one afternoon. I mean, and then they've staged children and actors and stuff making it look like it's Disney World. I mean, there's crazy, crazy stuff that goes on over there, and this is all for his benefit. So, he's got a few screws loose.
Well, you see the same sort of thing. I remember I've told you the story about the Flintstones. When I went to Baghdad, I stayed in one of the palaces where Saddam Hussein and his family had lived. And outside on about an acre and a half of land right next to the to the palace is a Flintstone village that Saddam built for his grandchildren. And it's all... it's like, you're driving the drive, this long, sort of windy driveway, and I'm the person that was my handler is explaining what's going on in the neighborhood, and half of it has been blown to smithereens, and even part of the palace was affected by a bomb, but they were careful not to bomb the Flintstone. the Flintstone, I don't know, what, the village, I guess it was called, the Flintstone village, they didn't bomb that. They bombed as much other stuff as they could, but they kept the Flintstone village. And it's just so bizarre the kinds of things these people who have complete control over governments will do with the money. It's like them having old, they've got the purse strings. And this is the kind of stuff that they do. Wow. Pretty weird. Unga bunga. Did you see that Cynthia Nixon was thinking of running for governor of New York, Victoria?
I did not.
Yeah. She said over the weekend, there were rumors that started circulating that she might be running for governor. What does she have for qualifications? Apparently, she's very vocal in certain political circles. Mm-hmm. She's very interested in politics. Apparently, she's always been very active. Is she gay or is she straight? Or
she's
what is
gay.
She?
She's married. Yeah. Her wife actually works with a friend of mine. They do, they're all in education. And one of the things that Cynthia
Nixon...
That's
her big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that she's been really big on is a public school education in New York where they live. And she lives on the Upper West Side, not far from me. And then she drives her kids all the way down to like the way Lower East Side. That's where her kids go to school. So,
yeah.
But yeah, she's very involved in the education process. But I don't know. From everything I've seen from her, I think she's too private. I don't think that's real. I think she probably feels like she could do more good doing what she's doing now.
Yeah,
as an advocate. As a very public advocate, she's involved in all sorts of committees and things like that. I don't know that she would want to run for public office. Good for her if she does, but it seems odd.
All right, Vladimir Putin took the weekend off. Went on a fishing trip with a few of his male buddies into Siberian waters, and there's a photo of him showing him steering the boat without a shirt on. He's back to that. He loves all these guys.
Loves taking his shirt off.
Taking off his shirt. Yeah.
I never knew Russia had such wonderful climate. You just keep taking your shirt off.
When you go
well,
down
he's
to,
such a hottie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he radiates his own heat.
Putin?
Yeah.
He doesn't look too hot to me. How old is he?
Well, obviously, we don't think he's hot either.
He doesn't age, does he?
How old is he?
That's a good question.
I think he's probably in his late 60s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was younger than that. But, hey, good for him if he looks younger than that.
Mm-hmm. Younger.
He's 64.
Younger than Putin. Is he? Okay, so there's a fantastic success of Wonder Woman. Six Flags, the theme park, announced over the weekend they're going to have a new ride called the Wonder Woman Golden Lasso Coaster. What could go wrong with that? Have you seen all the pictures of, and I don't know where it was, and I sort of don't like to follow this stuff, but I saw a news report of some amusement center, one of the amusements falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ohio State Fair.
Is that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, the video is pretty compared. Just a piece just breaks off of this thing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Roller coasters scare me anyway.
I wouldn't go on a roller coaster for love nor money.
Uh-huh. This one especially, I saw the mock-ups of
this. What, the Wonder Woman or the one?
The Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The Wonder Woman that's going into Texas. Six Flags Fiesta
San Antonio.
Texas.
Well, yeah, I just don't understand how they really check it for everything. Because apparently the one in Ohio, I think that there was like a buildup of rust or something, and they'd done multiple checks on it throughout the day. And, you know, the guys who checked on it were like, you know, we have kids who ride these rides. We obviously want to do the best job that we can. But obviously, they missed something. So I just, especially on these huge rides, and here we've got the Superman one that goes like really, really high and has all these different loops. I don't understand how they really check to make sure that everything is screwed in.
I don't understand the psychology of people who want to go do this and have it scare the hell out of themselves.
Oh, they love it.
They do? Would you do it, Jennifer?
No, I hate roller coasters.
I've been on roller coasters, and some of them are fun, and, you know, you get a little bit of a thrill from it. But then when you really get off and think, like, all it takes is just one screw to unscrew, or, like, two screws to unscrew, and then terrible stuff happens.
And there's so much momentum, Kara, to it. There's so much vibration. There's so much. I think about the vibration on the tractors and things I have on the farm and what it does to the equipment, and I'm on the ground. Imagine what all that stuff is.
Well, it's true. Remember a few months ago we talked about the story of they discovered that Rolling Thunder, that's the wooden old school roller coaster down in Orlando, it helps dislodge kidney stones. Yeah. If you have kidney stones and you go on that ride, you have like a really high percentage of passing the stone, and it's just from the vibration.
Okay, so can I go back a little bit for a minute? I was just thinking about Putin and his bare shirt. And him being on vacation, and Trump's on vacation. Who's running things? Trump's on vacation. Putin's on vacation. I would like to see a comparative shot of Donald Trump shirtless and puking Putin. What?
Why do you want to do this?
I could be without either of those
pictures. Good. I'm good.
I don't know. Just for fun. I don't have any real reason.
Let's throw North Korea in there for fun.
Why
not?
Throw that little
dumpling
in.
Why don't we do a calendar? We could do a calendar for...
How about the Pope? What is the Pope without his
now
garb?
You're just making it weird.
Yeah, the Pope is a nice guy. Let's not throw him.
Yeah, we like him.
Category.
Prince Charles.
Prince Harry. I would buy that calendar.
Prince Harry,
So did he ask you, Merkel, whatever her name is? They went to Africa over the weekend. Did he ask her to marry him?
Nothing. Yeah, it hasn't been announced yet.
But Meghan Markle is her name, right?
You're not talking about Angela Merkel in Germany.
Meghan
Markle.
Yeah.
Markle is the one who's in suits, that show that
I like. Markle's a little different than Merkel.
Yeah.
Just
Merkel and Markle. Just one vowel away, though, So, but Markle is the one who's interested in the prince, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but they're not engaged yet?
I don't think they've really been together all that long. I think Harry seems like, I don't know, he seems pretty level-headed, so I think if he gets engaged, it's not going to be something that happens overnight.
Right. Well, yeah, he does seem level-headed. She needs a hamburger, though, man.
Meghan Markle?
She's 19
past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Thank you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This hour of the DJV Experience, 23 and change at the hour. This is Matchbox 20. How many people like Matchbox 20? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
I used to like them, yeah.
Why do you not, you used to? You don't like them anymore?
Well, they're not really that popular anymore. They're sort of back, I guess, in a way. But when they were at the apex of their fame, I liked them.
Do they have enough material for a good concert? Cause that's
Yeah,
they've got a lot of hits. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So they didn't start their concert on time over the weekend at the Casino Du Sol in Arizona. In fact, it was delayed by an hour and a half because a swarm of thousands of bees flew in. Is this an outdoor venue? Is this like a big open stadium?
I don't know, actually.
Wow.
The picture that I saw of the beekeeper, it was in the lower seats by the stage, so you couldn't tell if it was indoors or outdoors. It might be one of those like amphitheater type things where there's both.
Yeah. Rob Thomas, the lead singer of Matchbox 20, he documented the attempt to get rid of them, posting a picture of a beekeeper on Instagram with a caption, quote, "Beekeeper has arrived, still trying to make this happen, can't make this one up." So they
That's
had to
funny.
Get, yeah, they didn't start till 9:15 local time. We know where the bees came from. Anybody figure that out?
You know, it's like the baseball swarms.
Yeah,
know?
I was going to say the same thing, that I saw a video of, like, a huge swarm, and the guy, like, basically they got a beekeeper to come in, and he, like, I don't know, put, like, honey on his body or something, and all the bees, like, swarmed to him, and then he, like, left the stadium. And that's how they got them out.
How would you like to have that job?
I know, right?
No, thanks.
It is an open-air venue, so the bees swarmed in from somewhere else.
Right. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Right? Is there a movie?
Like Sharknado. We need Bee-Nado.
Yeah.
Bee-Nado. That's good. Jennifer, how many people watched Sharknado over the weekend?
I did.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
You didn't miss anything. It was terrible.
Yeah.
They all were terrible. That's the point.
No, but the other ones were, like, good and terrible. This was bad and terrible.
Kind of like the Halle Berry movie that I saw. What a waste of time. All right, let's get back to the music here. Bruce Springsteen is going to add some archive material to some new recordings for fans to download, beginning with a composite from a couple of shows on his 1977 tour when he was sort of just getting started, right? The archive released
the 1977 recording over the weekend, which was made from shows in Rochester and Albany, New York in 1977. How long, when did he get started? Was it the late
60s? Right around there.
Early
70s? Early to mid-70s.
Really?
Yeah. 75, maybe? 74, something like that.
The recordings are, if you put them together, 2 hours and 45 minutes of music. It's kind of like his concert. They go on and on and on. This kind of stuff is it's just so unique. There's nobody else that can create a sound like him. I just think his music is so American.
I know that this is going to get me in trouble, but I think Bruce Springsteen is so overrated.
You do? Really?
I mean, I think he's good.
And I don't really like him either. And the idea of sitting through a three-hour concert of this is so unappealing.
The only album of Bruce Springsteen's I like is the one that actually got him like some modern-day pop play, and that's like the Born in the USA album with this song on it.
I like this song.
Yeah, but other stuff is just so.
I like the old Bruce, like from the 70s. I like that sound, but I've never seen him live, and I have no desire to. 4 hours, no thanks.
Aretha Franklin in the musical news because her childhood home is going to be honored. Mayor of Memphis dedicated a plaque marking the childhood home of Miss Franklin. He unveiled a plaque at the small home last week. She was born in the house in 1942, and then they moved from Memphis a couple of years after that. So it's kind of old. The house hasn't been lived in for years. I don't know why they don't fix it up first, then put the historical marker on it. Looked kind of silly, actually. As a matter of fact, a judge has ordered the house being demolished.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Four after the hour, the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Jennifer Horn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Dougie. That's what I was expecting you to say.
I said hello. You said hello, yeah, I said hello.
Say hi, Dougie.
Hi, Dougie. How's that?
Hi, Jenny. Jenny.
Oh.
Hi, Vicky. That's a no-no, too. But we have, what about Kara's nickname? Have we ever come up with one? I don't think we ever have we?
What's the problem with four-letter names?
But you're right. Lucky that you don't have a name that people automatically take it upon
people
themselves
are gonna be like, "Hi, Carrie."
To call you something else.
Right.
Don't call me that.
Okay. I would like to have us spend a few moments talking about something that's somewhat mercurial in the sense that it's abstract. There's nothing black and white about this. But it comes to, it was in my mind, actually, on an earlier report, Victoria was talking about the number of children who are using the age bracket of people in various generations that are using smart devices and how it's affecting them. And one of the things that comes to mind is something, I wasn't encouraged to express my feelings
it hasn't stopped me as an adult from expressing my feelings. That's just kind of who I am. But to encourage your children, were you, all three of you, encouraged to express your feelings? Let me just make a quick reference to the report. The idea that younger children, teenagers and younger, don't have communication skills because they are so tied to these devices. It started with millennials, that is, people Kara's age and maybe up to Victoria's age, but now it's become an epidemic because there's just no communication that's oral, that the vocal cords are used, and there's no emotion on a flat screen. So we all know, we remember back to when we were children and needed to express it. Even if you were like 2 years old, 3 years old, mommy, you know, that kind of stuff. But as we get older, our goal as parents, I'm talking about my former wife and mine with my children, were to have them express their emotions. And they're good at it today as adults, and they're teaching my grandson to do the same sort of thing. Because we all think about it, it's the old id stuff. If you understand psychology and whether it's Freud or Jung or any of the people that have studied who we are and why we are the way we are and why we develop the way we do, it's because we're able to express ourselves. And the expression then helps to sort of have us understand who we are. But now there's no expression in these devices, so do we develop a whole generation, or who knows what happens after this, of people who don't have the ability to communicate. Can you imagine how frustrating? And this is why I'm asking the three of you. We make our living expressing ourselves. We talk about what's going on in the world. We talk about our feelings. We talk about our emotions. We talk about our values. So if you weren't able, or you weren't encouraged, your parents, how did they encourage you, Jennifer? Your mother and father were separated. You were back and forth between the two of them. But did they encourage you to express yourself? Talk about your feelings?
Yeah. I mean, my parents both are very open about their feelings. And we have, I mean, there's no blockade or any problem with us talking to each other.
Yeah.
But I would kind of take issue with the fact that young people don't feel their feelings. Because if anything...
No, I'm not saying they don't feel them. They don't express them.
See, I totally disagree, actually. I think even though I think there are many communication blockades with young people because they don't really know how to verbally express themselves as well as other generations,
yeah.
I think they've been taught to overexpress. I mean, one thing about my parents is they raised me to tell them how I was feeling,
yeah,
but to also consider other people's feelings as well. And I don't know that younger people do that as much. I think a very me-driven. It's all about how I'm feeling at the moment.
Is that a new thing, though, or is that always how people are when they're younger?
I don't know. Maybe it's just, and that could be it. And maybe that's just a general, like, the age thing. Who knows? But
see, I think that you're onto something there, but I wasn't applying it to the younger generation. I was applying it more to the generation that came from us as baby boomers, who are, Generation X, I guess, that seemed to think the world was about them. And that was
maybe
a problem.
Every generation, because like in Generation X, you are not a Generation Xer. I am kind of at the tail end of Generation X. So you think Generation Xers think all about themselves, and I think millennials think all about themselves. So maybe it's just a sign of getting older, and you think that the younger generation is just thinking that way.
Are your mother and father all about themselves?
Do I think my mother and father are all about themselves? No. I mean, I think, believe me, I think you're capable of acting in a selfish manner. I think my parents are capable of acting in a selfish manner. That doesn't mean I think, you know what I mean? That doesn't mean that you're selfish, but I mean, everybody's capable of it.
But I think,
right?
I think kind of what we're saying, or at least what Jen's saying, is that like hindsight is 20/20, and so when you're younger, a lot of things that you don't necessarily think of as selfish or as problematic, and then you get older and you look at the younger generation, and you think all the things that they're doing are terrible, and that, you know, they're going to grow up and be terrible people. But like in reality, we were all kind of like that when
there's
we were younger.
Isn't there some sort of a happy medium between it being about me having a healthy ego, which is something very important for us to survive, but not having it all about me.
Yeah, but I think it comes with experience and growing up.
I think sometimes... I mean, look, everybody's capable of being selfish and kind of prioritizing themselves ahead of the pack. And in fact, some of that is sometimes you need to do that. I mean, I need to do more of that in my life. I know, you know what I mean? Like, we need to do that to protect ourselves a bit. So, but I think Kara's making the point maybe in a better way than I did, is that every generation, like, you know, you as a baby boomer thought Generation X was selfish. Well, I'm as a Generation Xer thinking maybe the millennials are a little more self-centered. But maybe it's just about your age and where you are in life. Maybe it's about 20-somethings acting in a really selfish way.
How do you react then? We can throw this into the mix and then kind of move on. The idea that children, when you're in the this is what made me think about it. I was in the supermarket last night, and this child who was probably maybe six, maybe five, six, seven, somewhere in there, was running up and down the aisles saying he wanted this and he wanted that, and he just grabbed stuff and throw it in the, I want this, mommy, and I want that. And he was screaming and kind of running around. He really wasn't paying attention to anybody else or caring about anybody else that was there. And so I guess that
What was the parent doing, though?
Sometimes not anything, really.
Right, that's
and
the problem.
And that's the problem, yeah. Yep. That's what a lot of parents are so permissive of this kind of stuff that just and that's why I said there's got to be a happy medium someplace.
I think, Jen, you're 100% right on the feeling thing. I think that's part of the problem that we have with online bullying is everyone's allowed to share their feelings, and then that's where all this online bullying comes from. Well, you're fat, or you're too thin, or you're this, or you're that. And it's just, and no one has any consideration whatsoever of someone else's feelings. And like Jen's parents, my parents taught me, you know, express your feelings. We sat down, we talked a lot as a family, but it was always about consideration for other people and consideration for other people's feelings too, and putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And I don't think this, and maybe I'm sounding old now too, but I don't think that this little generation of kids under 10, I don't think they're being taught that at all. I just don't see it. No empathy whatsoever. I don't see it.
I was just thinking about how I learned it, because I learned my sensitivity from being on the farm with the animals, not from being around people.
I'd actually call you on that. I think your sense of sensitivity came because you were lacking from what your mother was able to provide to you as a child. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? I mean, and that wasn't.
I think that's part of it, and I think that's
something she wasn't.
Animals.
Yeah, and then you looked for that solace. I mean, you probably kids who grow up, and my mom's included, they have to learn how to become more me focused, because so much of your childhood, when you're dealing with a parent with addictions, is giving up your childhood to take care of your parents.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to kind of teach that to yourself later in life, I think.
Well, it happens to the child who is at the bottom end of a family of five or six, let's say, and the parents have done their job with the older kids, and they just don't feel like, or they're not participating.
They're tired.
Yeah, right.
That happens a lot. I have two friends who are the youngest of six, and they both say, oh, my parents, I was a surprise. My parents just kind of gave up at that point. I could do pretty much whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
But don't you think the pressure then goes to the older kids? Then the pressure is like, well, you take care of them. You know, the older
Sometimes,
one has
yeah.
to take care of them.
Sure,
but if
yeah.
they don't, then that person at the end is on his or her own.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, as the two youngest that I am friends with, they're both girls, and they are more independent than most youngests are. And I think maybe that's exactly what you were saying. I never thought about it that way before, but maybe they did have to be a little more independent.
I know somebody who's on the young end. She's extraordinarily independent. Maybe that comes from being on your own. I'm pretty independent, too. I don't go along with the crowd. I'm not one of these people that is I don't even like crowds. I don't like being. I just am by myself kind of most of the time and make my own way.
And you're a middle child too, right?
I am.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm a big believer in the psychology of birth order and the youngest and how people match up. You know, a youngest and an oldest is always the best match statistically, because the oldest is just used to taking care of a youngest, and a youngest is used to having all the attention and having people take care of them. But like middles are always negotiating.
My older sister and my younger sister are. That's very accurate. My younger sister and older sister are exactly what you just described, and I'm nowhere in the equation.
You're the mediator. I mean, your whole life is just mediation.
It's so funny to me, though, because I'm probably biased since I am the youngest, but I you know, I feel like youngest people always have that said about them, that they're so used to people paying attention to them, but, like, my family dynamic, and I feel like a lot of people when they're the youngest, they have older siblings, and their parents are, like, taking care of them as well, and I feel like, you know, because they've already learned the ropes, that kids who are the youngest get paid, like, less attention to because their parents are not as fixated on, like, doing everything right. So they're just
spoken
kind of,
like a true youngest.
Exactly. But, yeah.
I didn't get as much attention.
No, but I mean, also my oldest sister is, like, I feel like it's kind of the opposite because she is very much the, like, child who demanded the most attention all the time.
Mommy,
but yeah, no, it's, I mean, none of us were, like, screamers or criers as, like, babies or
but
kids.
But you reflect that. You're a responsible adult.
But yeah, it's very funny because I feel like that happens with a lot of youngest kids. It's like their parents don't really care what they get up to because they've already
and then
the oldest kids hate them for it.
Well, the oldest kids say, "Well, you let Kara get away with everything. Yeah. Kara gets away with everything."
Meanwhile,
I didn't have a car when I was in high school, but Kara has a car. You know.
All right, let's get to the sports news. Aaron Rodgers is a very interesting character. I'm not sure that I always understand, because I'm not a sports follower, what the impact is of some of this stuff. So, Victoria, why is it important that Aaron Rodgers records his own interviews on the various TV and radio shows that he goes on?
Well, it's interesting. He's been very vocal about this. He said that you have to approach every interview with a clear mind and really know what message you want to get out. But he said he's always concerned about things getting taken out of context. So he records all of his interviews just in case someone misquotes him or takes it out of context. And then he has the backup version of the recording to say, no, wait a second.
Is he that controversial with what he says?
He's really not. That's the thing. Maybe because people don't mess with him because they know that they're being recorded too. So I don't know, but I really don't know anything that he has ever said that's that controversial.
Okay,
I mean, his breakup with Olivia Munn was the most controversial thing, I think.
Oh, did they finally break up? Okay, so
yeah.
But his family, he doesn't speak to his family.
Right.
Nope. Maybe he feels like if your own family's willing to, like, you know, put a knife in your back or sell you out. Maybe you have to protect yourself around every turn.
Yeah. The interesting thing in this interview that he gave talking about recording things, he said he got it from Natalie Portman, who inspired him to take precautions because one of her interviews, I guess, was taken out of context and she was very upset by that.
Yeah.
And so he said it made sense to him from that moment on to record.
Well, there you go. All right, Jennifer, bring us up to date on the latest from the Tom Brady camp. His mom is a superhero, apparently.
Look at this. Well, I don't know about that, but
Tom
Brady had one of the best seasons of his career last year, 2016, and it may have been the most emotional. His mom, Galen, underwent cancer treatments throughout the season. You could see her at the games, and she obviously was undergoing cancer treatment. She lost her hair. She managed to be in attendance for New England's remarkable comeback win at the Super Bowl. This offseason, the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, gave her her own Super Bowl ring, which is really cool. Tom Brady spoke of Robert Kraft's generosity. He said, quote, "He's been so supportive of my family and certainly everything my mom went through, and knowing firsthand how families deal with it. He was always asking, how's mom doing? How is she feeling? We didn't know up until the very end whether she would make it to Super Bowl. She was a big inspiration for me, and Robert Kraft knew it. It was a great surprise to all of us when the ring showed up. She deserves it." Really kind of cool.
That's
Tom Brady's
sweet.
Dad, Tom, told the Boston Globe that she completed her cancer treatments in April, and now Tom is no longer the only member of the Brady household with one of those rings. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah,
that's a class act. That's
absolutely
class act.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Good stuff. All right. So there we have an overview. Lots of different things, points of view, which is what we're all about here. The perspectives of the DJV, unique perspectives of the DJV participants. 10 before the hour.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, there's the Money Pit theme that I've been looking for. Yes.
Listening to the Money Pit is always a good experience. Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is aired around the country on lots of great radio stations every weekend. So you can find them at moneypit.com. You can probably follow them. I'm guessing you do podcasts that are on Blog Talk or TuneIn. Yes, the whole deal. Yeah,
well, you can just simply subscribe to the podcast, catch it on iTunes and a whole host of other platforms by going to moneypit.com. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, teacher. All right, so Tom and I have a job to do, and we're going to do it in a moment. First, there are a couple of other people who have jobs to do, and then we're going to help you win, win, win. So if you want to win, then you better listen, and we'll give you the details on how you can win in just a second here.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym, the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler and his Money Pit and Doug and the DJV crowd are doing something that is similar. As a matter of fact, the same thing, because we have support from Speed Queen, which is a washing machine dryer outfit. I don't know what else they make, but I know they've been around for a long time. Didn't you study their whole background? Yeah. 100 years.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating story. You know, Speed Queen is a brand that has been around for 100 years. It's the oldest manufacturer of commercial machines in the country. And these are, when I say commercial machines, Doug, these are the machines that you would see in laundromats, in firehouses, in industry, where you really have to have a machine that's reliable and rugged and durable and can stand up to that kind of punishment. And now they make residential machines, and these machines are tested to the same standards as the commercial machines, which are 10,400 cycles. So 10,400 cycles is equivalent to a family doing laundry for 25 years. And this is a machine designed the last 25 years. I can't be more impressed with the quality of the Speed Queen machines. And now we've got a chance to give two sets of washers and dryers away to our audience. That's right. This is a co-promotion between the DJV show and Money Pit. So all you got to do is go to lovinmylaundry.com, lovinmylaundry.com, and sign up. And you know what? Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm not that lucky. I'm not going to win a washer and dryer. Hey, we got you covered, because there's a boatload of second place prizes, aren't there?
Yeah, 50 winners all together. The two grand prize winners you were talking about that get the Speed Queen top load washer dryer set, it'll be delivered. They'll hook it up for you. Plus, there are a couple of $1,000 worth of gift baskets and all that sort of thing. And then there are 10 second place winners, in essence, the grand prize winner. Then the first place winners get these $200 Amazon gift cards. And they get a gift basket with all kinds of things you would use to do your laundry. And then there are 40 runner-up winners that get $50 gift certificates, Amazon gift cards, for the purchase of laundry products like detergents and softeners and all that sort of thing. So there are winners galore, as you were suggesting. And you just go, this is the correct... This is Doug the grammarian steps aside for loving my laundry, because there's no G, the gerundive doesn't exist.
Yeah,
lovinmylaundry.com, L-O-V-I-N, mylaundry.com. All right, Tommy?
These are great machines. You're going to love it. Lovinmylaundry.com. Check it out.
All right, sign up, win. As Tommy said, lots of different ways for you to win. So get lucky. Go to lovinmylaundry.com, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.